Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Necropolis by Tim Wagner. Narrated by Ken Jackson. With performances by Katie Karkoff, Kimberly Gilbert, David Coyne, Terrence Azelford, Jonathan Church, Matthew Bassett, Michael Glenn, Christopher Graybill, Nick DePinto, Joe Brack, James Lewis, David Jordan, Greg Gorton, Matthew Schley, Nora Ashrati, Margie Tompros, Barbara Pinellini, David Harris, Jefferson A. Russell, Dylan Lynch, Matthew Keenan, Eric Messner, Thomas Keegan, Scott McCormick, Nanette Savard, Elizabeth Jernigan, Colleen Delaney. Necropolis, Book 2. Dead Streets. That night, working security at Sensation, I learned something new. Just because you're dead doesn't mean you can't hurt. I'm not talking physical pain. I hadn't experienced any of that since the day I died and was resurrected, through means I still don't quite understand, as a self-willed zombie. And I'm not talking mental and emotional pain. My body may be dead, but my brain is still very much alive, or at least functional, so I still experience those kinds of pain on an all-too-frequent basis. I'm talking about an entirely different sort of pain, one that up to this point I hadn't given very much thought to. Aesthetic pain. I was making my way through the thrashing, gyrating crowd that choked Sensation's dance floor, doing my best to shut out the noise blasting from the stage, but it was impossible. Cacophony was simply too damned loud. The band's lead singer went by the sobriquet of Scream Queen, and considering that she was a banshee, the name fit. She looked like an emaciated human woman in her early 20s, with long, stringy black hair, a bone-white complexion, eyes set in dark hollows, lips snail-belly gray, and a stylish touch of grave mold at her temples and the nape of her neck. She wore a tattered white shroud made from sheer fabric that left little about her too skinny body to the imagination. The rest of the band's lineup was an eclectic mix of dark folk. A lean male vampire with cyber implants played guitar, his technological enhancements allowing him to act as his own amplifier. A short, boar-faced, beetle-bodied demon, gender unknown and perhaps inapplicable, played bass, while a huge were-bear with a truly impressive set of shaggy dreads pounded away on drums that had been specially reinforced with titanium to stand up to whatever punishment the light could dish out. But as bad as the band was, the lead singer was worse. There was a reason she called herself Scream Queen, and it wasn't an ironic reference to the term for a horror movie starlet, or at least not only. The queen's idea of singing was to open her mouth as wide as she possibly could, which, given that she wasn't human, was disturbingly wide indeed, and shriek at the top of her lungs for the entire length of a song without ever pausing for an intake of breath. On the far side of the dance floor, Bogdan signaled to me. He was tall and handsome, with rusty red hair and a beard that contained enough gray to be considered distinguished. He dressed entirely in black. Black jacket over a black t-shirt, black slacks, black shoes. The only variance in the color scheme being the golden medallion he wore around his neck. The hand signal meant, all clear on my end. And I nodded to the warlock and tried to keep from scowling as I returned the message. I decided to check on the rest of the team, each of whom was stationed at a different position in the club. Scorch was on the opposite side of the dance floor from Bogdan, and she was dancing wildly to Cacophony's music. Scorch appeared to be a young woman just entering her teens, and she wore her blonde hair in a long ponytail that fell down to the middle of her back. She usually dressed in a riot of color, in counterpoint to Bogdan's more severe style, and tonight was no exception. Her sleeveless blouse had been sewn together from patches of bright colors, and though her skirt was denim, her knee-high socks were rainbow-striped. Though Scorch appeared to be just another fan of Cacophony's out to have a good time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?